And welcome to Mega Nation on this Thursday night. My name is Joseph Bernard with Virgil Spragas, Russa Hootie, Lucretia Hughes, who is not here tonight. She is down with allergies. And I tell you what, they're bad. They're kicking my butt today and everything. So I know how she feels and stuff. I was watching her live feed earlier, and I was really laughing my ass off because she drank so much Benadryl, she was kind of drunk. But anyway, I want to do a special shout out to Johnny Dempsey and to our listeners out there. If you just listened in, the number is 917-889-3890. Hey, Virgil. Hey, Russell. How y'all doing on this Thursday night? Man, it's hot up here. 93 degrees right now.
It's snowing up here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, brother.
Wow. So, yeah, you were telling me that. I couldn't believe that because my brother-in-law was just up there yesterday.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day today. I couldn't believe I was in
Dinah-Noble. He didn't say anything about snow, you know, coming in so and stuff.
Well, it was a beautiful day today. You know, I damn near offloaded in short sleeves this morning.
Just now for the entire state of New Mexico because it's hot and dry up here and everything. So I'm just like, wow. You know, you figure with all the rain and snow we got this year, you know, New Mexico would be wet, but nope. So, got a long way to go.
Well, Joe, I might call in. I'm getting an echo.
Yeah, you are. Call in there, Virgil. I'm fixing to tell you that,
I can barely hear you. Uh-oh, he lost his call there. He'll probably call back.
Oh, no, he's, he was getting some kind of weird.
Not on the article.
He was getting some kind of weird.
Out of D.C. and everything, and I tell you, you know, our border agents up here in El Paso, they're getting overwhelmed, overworked, and everything, and they're begging for help, and our crazy governor will not send them any kind of help out there and stuff. And I feel sorry for these guys because, you know, we got another caravan, 20,000 more caravans coming in here pretty soon. And Trump announced yesterday he's going to close the borders down, and I hope he does. So, hey, Russell, we got you back. How you doing, brother?
That's me, Virgil.
Huh? Oh, I got Russell on here. He's back. Go ahead, Russell.
Okay. Okay. Now, I was going to say, it's been pretty nice down here the last couple of days that we're getting slammed again. We got a front coming in that's going to blow the bottom out of the temperatures here for a couple of days. We hadn't really seen this kind of, I guess you want to call it winter here in Texas for a while, man. I mean, it's been bipolar all year long here, man. Warm one day, cold the next.
Sounds like New Mexico, bipolar weather, you know. So, but it's been nice the last couple of days. I just had to turn my air conditioner off so it doesn't interfere with our show. And everything. It's hot in here already. I was just saying that, you know, I don't know if you've heard, but, you know, the Border Patrol agents up here in El Paso, they just caught 700 more migrants today. And everything.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and it's getting worse every day.
There's a full-blown invasion going on, man. And I don't understand why Trump hadn't already closed the border, but honestly, I'm losing faith in him steadily day by day.
Mm-hmm.
He's becoming more liberal day by day, and I was afraid that was going to happen. And if he's not careful, he's going to end up losing his base. This gun control stuff
I have a little doubts on him, but I'm still, you know, got to give him a little, some credit and everything. But I have to agree with you because I've been seeing it too, especially with when they tried to attack the Special Olympics. That really pissed me off and everything. But he backed off, you know, real quick.
I didn't hear that. What was that?
Oh, yeah. The Special Olympics, they were trying to shut the Olympics down to get funds. And as a person, the lady that's organizing it said, well, she's going to, you know, they're going to take out, I think it was $7 point some million. and everything from the Special Olympics, and they were blaming Trump on it, but right away he was like, no, he's for the Special Olympics, you know, and everything. So he said right away he went in and he told him, he says, no, we're not going to cut him off because that lady was in hot water over it. This has been in the news for like 3 days and everything. Yeah. I was actually pissed off about it, you know, and stuff. So, but anyhow, they're not going to cut into that now, which is good and everything, you know. Yeah. But you know, I'm watching carefully now because I'm like you. I'm starting to notice little things here and there. And everything, and you know, like today, the Supreme Court, they didn't want to hear or listen to anything, you know, that has to do with the bump stocks and everything. And I'm like, well, you know, I knew that was coming, you know, and everything. But the bump stocks, what everybody doesn't get, you said it, Virgil said it, you know, they're cheap. It doesn't really matter about the bump stocks, you know. But
well,
my concern is
it's an infringement on the Second Amendment. You know,
yep.
It was the most worthless piece of crap that ever came up with to put on an AR. The only person that would run something like that is an operator. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
I've heard that more than
that's irrelevant to the point. The point is that it was a direct infringement on the Second Amendment.
Yep.
He didn't even go through Congress with it. Somebody convinced him that played some part in the Vegas shooting, and he went full-blown fucking liberal asshat on it, man. And right now you've got Lindsey, yes, I'm a gay man, Graham, holding hands with Democrats on gun control, up with the national red flag legislation, and I promise you Trump will sign it. And okay, that's that. But
that's the one I'm keeping an eye on real close, you know.
And let me tell you something else. Everybody out there celebrating, whooping and hooing and yahooing over the Mueller report, y'all better take a chill pill back down and look at what's going on. This is far, far from over. If you think the deep state is beaten, you are sadly mistaken. They just came back out, barrels blasting again today. Nancy Pelosi came out, called the Mueller report bullcrap, accused the attorney general. Accused the attorney general of lying. The Times came out with the same story. They've all got their talking points in a row and stuff. This is a long, long way from over, people.
It is.
Don't
That's,
think for
you know,
a minute
it is.
That it's over.
I know that Pelosi was crying. Oh, it's only 4 pages. We want to see the whole thing. We don't see, you know. We would like to see the whole thing, too, because so it could settle our curiosity out. It's like one of the Trump supporters today at the Michigan rally was saying, you know, put it out there so we can decide for ourselves. That's what we want, to decide for ourselves.
Well,
you know.
But the thing of it is, there's some parts of that thing that won't and can't be exposed or put out to the public and stuff like that. Because it has to do with grand jury testimony and stuff like that, and subjecting people who weren't found, indicted, or anything like that, you know. So there's some of that that can't be exposed.
Yep.
Now, the FISA stuff, that's all government. That's all governmental stuff. All of that can be declassified and handed over. There's nothing to stop that. But where grand jury testimony is involved, there's civil rights of the people that may have been under, you know, been brought before the grand jury and nothing happened and that kind of stuff that can't be exposed because of the rights and privacy of the people involved. So we're never going to do the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but still, you know, hearing them bitch, we know that. We all knew that they're going to continue to bitch and cry and everything, you know, and stuff. But
But, you know, it's just dragging our country down further and further. But if you see what's really going on and what, you know, like we've been trying to preach, don't focus all on that. Focus what's really going on in D.C. right now and everything, you know, and stuff. Because there's, you know, a lot of shit's flying out there right now and everything, you know. I'm hearing that, you know, the Obamas are under investigation for interfering in the Smollett case. And everything, so there's a full investigation going on with that. So, but the main attention attraction, I've told everybody this the other night, is Omar. My friend, who's an intel, okay, has told me, and I trust my intel, to keep our eyes on her, because after the remarks she made at the rally, that her body's on fire, this and that, that's a sign that they're up to something.
Well, I don't give two shits about that woman. She's a enemy combatant as far as I'm concerned. All she is a testimony to the pure unadulterated ignorance of the American people. Okay?
Right.
It took a lot of stupid people vote for her to take care of that stuff. But that's something that I'm interested in, and I want to see if anything comes of it. And I really don't think it will, but God bless Devin Nunes. He's fixing to put forth a bunch of referrals for criminal indictments to the Department of Justice over the House's investigation when the Republicans were still in power and stuff like that, What that's going to show us, the key thing that that's going to show us is if this AG is a swamp creature or not. And I've been saying it all along that I thoroughly believe that Barr is a swamp creature. But we'll know here the next week or so when the referrals come through.
Well, look who he's connected with. I mean, you know, we said this in the beginning, me and Virgil. You know, I don't trust him.
No.
I really don't.
He was Bush 41 Attorney General, and Bush 41 was one of the biggest elitist New World Order fucks you could ever come in contact with.
Right.
You
know? All right. So, you know, I really don't trust him.
I don't either. What are your thoughts on it, Virgil?
Well, anyone who was associated or affiliated or even had a cup of coffee with the members of the Bush or Clinton crime family, they need to be shot. They need to be lined up against the wall and shot. You know, I don't trust him. And Trump, I'm steadily losing faith in President Trump with his reluctancy to take action, his slowpoke drag-assing, and all of this. And as far as the red flag law, I'm going to tell everybody right now, all that's going to do is paint a target on law enforcement.
Yep.
Because people are not going to give up their guns. They're not going to give up their guns. Right now in New Zealand, they're going house to house, business to business, trying to get people to give up their guns. You know, and that's just not going to work, especially not in places like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. It's not going to work in the South. It's not going to work in the South, and the cops know this. I mean, even in Missouri, Missouri is taking action right now. Their legislature, and it's going to be signed into law. They're going to disregard every federal firearms law on the books. Arkansas is following to it. They're following to it. You know, they're gonna legalize the firearm suppressors next. You see, what people don't realize with the bump stock issue, I'm with Russell on this. I don't particularly like them, but hey, to each his own. You know, you say tomato, I say tomato. You know, you want to shoot left-handed, I shoot right-handed. It's a matter of your personal choice. What they use this for is a springboard. Springboard. you know, let's take the Reagan assassination attempt, okay? John Hinckley used a .22 caliber revolver to shoot Reagan. All of a sudden, here comes the moratorium on the so-called assault rifles, okay? An AR-15 ain't had a fucking thing to do. The only assault weapons that were used in that entire scenario were the Uzis that were pulled out from under the Secret Service's jacket.
Yep.
That had nothing to do. An AR-15 had nothing to do with the Reagan attempted assassination.
Right.
After Katrina, post-Katrina, the weapons confiscations in New Orleans. That was totally unconstitutional. That was a test run.
Yep.
Plain and simple. And it's a miracle that none of those cops got shot because of that. It's a stone miracle. Because it not only took place in New Orleans, it took place all of southern Louisiana throughout the storm. St. Bernard Parish, Plaquemines Parish. I mean, you had people that left their homes and went to their camps for shelters. And you had sheriff's deputies riding around in boats trying to confiscate people's weapons. I mean, it was terrible. It was terrible. And the Louisiana took action on it. They passed laws that they can't do that anymore. And state by state, you know, I'm hoping that's what Trump wants. I'm hoping that's what Trump wants, that he wants states to start exercising their 10th Amendment rights, their state rights, and tell the ATF and E to go fuck themselves. You have no authority over us.
Well, you know,
if they try to go in and take people's weapons, they're going to be arrested.
Yep. Well, you know, what was surprising was I saw Antifa protesting, you know, the gun ban up in Ohio with the Patriots. They all joined up together and said, no, you were violating. I was like, really? This is Antifa signing up with the Patriots? Wow.
Well, yeah. The thing is about some of these Antifa groups, those Antifa groups that are trying to come back into the fold were the Antifa groups that were promised all that Soros money and Soros fucked them. Soros and Clinton fucked them. So they are kind of shifting a little bit more. They're still socialists. But they're shifting a little bit more, and they're coming out and saying, oh, well, you know, because a lot of them have testified that they were paid, you know, they were promised lawyers and all of this. They got arrested and all of this stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even in Oregon, they done started to bust their heads open. They're changing their tunes.
Yep. I was shocked, though, when I saw that, and I was like, oh my gosh, Antifa is actually joining the Patriots out there in support of the Second Amendment. And I was actually very shocked, you know. I was impressed, too. But you said that a while back, Virgil. You said this a few months ago that, you know, groups like that, groups like BLM, they're starting to see the light a little bit and starting to realize they've been had.
Well, some of the members, like the Black Panther Party, like Quantrell X. All right, he is now down. He's calling the Democrats on everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling the Democrats. You know, you promised this, you promised that. You're saying this about that, this, that, and other. He's calling them. He's calling them out on it.
Okay.
And that's why the Democrats are shifting away from him, because he's asking too many. He's asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking the right questions. He's not assuming anything anymore. He's asking the right questions.
Right, right. So, but, you know, but too, you know, my whole thing on this thing, this was, you know, from the beginning, we said this over and over on the show. This is just the Democrats, and we're not going to call them Democrats or Republicans. This is just, I'm going to call them like they are demons, demon rhinos, you know, and this is just their way to come in, to get their feet wet a little bit, call in the UN, MS-13 gang members to come in and try to take our guns when the law enforcement won't do it. You know, and this is how I'm seeing it. I could be wrong, but this is how I'm seeing it, Virgil and Russell, you know, and everything, you know. And it's just like you said the other day, I think Lucretia said this too this morning on her show, is that, you know, if you see an MS-13 member, shoot the motherfuckers, you know, and everything.
Well, that's, yeah. You know.
Go ahead,
you know.
Go ahead, Russell.
Well, what I was going to say is, I don't know, man. I mean, there's so many different ways this could happen, stuff like
that. Oh,
yeah. Now, I've been saying as long as I've been host on your show, Joseph, that I thought the invasion was coming across the southern border. Everybody and their brother called me an idiot and stuff like that. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. And what I think is going to happen, they have the South, particularly Texas and Louisiana and New Mexico, all right, which is some of the largest oil fields, all your refineries and everything else you have in this one small region of the U.S., right? They have so many illegals on the ground here now in those three states that we're going to have a hell of a time holding on to our sovereignty, because I think they're going to cut all those illegals loose.
Yep. Well, go ahead, Virgil.
Louisiana, it's done got terrible. Brown and Root, they're hiring these sumbitches left and right to do turnarounds in these plants. I mean, the incident that happened right there in LaPorte, Texas. I mean, right at the plant. You know, that is a clear case. Anybody that goes into these plants knows that they are safety oriented to the max. That was somebody that went in there with one of them subcontractors and didn't give a fuck, didn't know what he was doing, smoking a cigar in the porta shitter or something, or a joint or whatever, and caused that explosion or didn't ground something properly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, these people are idiots. They work for chump change, and these companies hire them, and that's where the root of the problem is. These farmers hire them. These turnaround, these construction companies hire them. That's who they need to be going after.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly, Virgil. Exactly, as I've seen it. If you want to see this shit come to a screeching halt, there's one way to do it, and I guarantee you within a year's time, these sumbitches would be leaving in droves the way they're coming in here. One, you cut off all welfare to non-citizens. There's not a reason in the freaking world to give it to them. All right? Two, you cannot get a job unless you have a valid green card that can be verified, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like a Twit card or anything else, don't tell me it can't be friggin' done, all right? Mm-hmm. And the third step is the one that really gets the job. Any company caught using illegals, your foreman doesn't get trouble or anything like that. The owner of the company, the CEO of the company, and the senior vice president, they all get 2 years mandatory state prison time. You want to see this shit dry up? Poof, it's done.
Well, Virgil, Russell, I know a company
Let's hit them where it hurts, Russell. Let's hit them where it hurts. Let's put a $100,000 fine per day that they had these son of a bitches working.
I said that yesterday. Thank you, Virgil. I was saying that yesterday. To my roommate. She said, "Hey, go to work." I was like,
"Don't put them in jail. Don't put them in jail where we got to support them, where we got to feed them, and all of this shit here. Hit them where it hurts. Hit them. Seize those bank accounts. $100,000 per day for every illegal." Retroactive back to the day you hired that motherfucker.
Yeah,
and
not
only that, Virgil.
Plus the jail time.
Virgil.
You take
their
money and you throw them in jail for 2 years.
Yeah, not only that, Virgil.
I see it every day in the line of. I see it every day in the line of work I do, all right? I can pull up on these construction sites, and I don't care whether it's commercial, residential, whatever. You no longer see any white or black men on those jobs. They're all South Central American. None of them speak English, and there is some of the shoddiest work going on that you will have ever witnessed in your life. And they don't care. And these companies don't care because they're getting this stuff done cheap. They're charging for it like it's quality work. They're making big, big money. And they don't care how bad they hurt the American people and the people of their state.
Yep,
I mean,
exactly.
We still have 40 plus million people on welfare and that kind of stuff. Most of them, which are able-bodied men and women that could work. You want to cut the national budget? Get rid of those son of a bitches. Guess what? If you don't work, you don't eat.
Yep, exactly. Here's the thing I was going to mention too.
Don't tell me I'm racist. Don't tell me I'm mean-hearted. That's Jesus' words.
Plus, I think it's the state of Alabama. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. But I think it's the state of Alabama that charges these people to send money out of the country back to Mexico. They have
Alabama.
A state law where
You're
they
right.
charge a state tax. They have
it's
a state
Alabama.
Law where they charge a certain percentage per $100 that you
yep.
send out. If that was done on a federal level to 25% or 50% of the amount you sent out, I goddamn guarantee you them dollars would be staying here.
Yep. And you're right, it is Alabama because I remember reading up on that. But what I was going to say too on my rant was that while they're fining them. Find the governors and the mayors that are supporting it. Find them $100,000 a day.
Well, that's Dude. The ones that it should be arrested. That's the ones mm-hmm. that it should be arrested with mm-hmm. this sanctuary city shit.
Mm-hmm.
That is totally a violation of federal law. That is
mm-hmm.
totally a
yes,
violation
sir.
Of federal law. You're gonna charge people. You're gonna threaten to arrest people for putting a piece of plastic on an AR-15 rifle that you know goddamn good and well didn't have nothing to do with the Las Vegas shooting. But you're gonna do it for prestige. You're gonna do it to quiet the crying and the hollering and the yelling for gun control. But
right.
you're not gonna put people in jail that are clearly and on public television and within the public endangering the public. Just like with this case law, they shot that down, and you're gonna obstruct justice by letting illegals in, and when you catch them, you're not gonna report them. I mean,
exactly.
that's called aiding and abetting. That's called aiding and abetting in any other state.
I said that last month, Virgil, that they were gonna try to pass this law. Everybody called me a racist and said I was an idiot, you know, for believing in that. Well, look where it's at now. Like you just hit the nail
well,
right on.
It's not racist. It's not racist. You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm gonna tie this in. I'm gonna go a little bit further. I'm gonna tie this in with the abortion issue.
Mm-hmm.
According to numero uno, criminal, spy, espionage artist, pathological liar, and psychopath. Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh gosh.
A baby has no rights. An unborn child has no rights. Okay, an unborn child until a child is born in the United States, none of those rights apply to it. Okay. Well, shouldn't that same thing, that same letter of the law apply to people that come across the border illegally and were not born in the United States? They have no rights. People should be able to shoot. People should be able to shoot them as soon as they come over the fence.
Right.
They should
so,
be able
Virgil,
to blow their fucking head off with no charges.
I had always just
well,
seen Virgil.
See that. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Russell.
Joe.
Okay.
I was going to
say
that is exactly. You are Okay, Joseph, go ahead, bro.
I was going to say was I had always assumed that it was against the law for them to come here illegally anyway, that they had no constitutional rights. None.
They don't.
Or am I wrong?
They don't have any. That's the point. They are not under the jurisdiction of the United States. They are a criminal alien. That is not racist. That is legal jargon. They are criminal aliens when they cross that border. And the minute they cross that border, they have committed a crime. They're not under the jurisdiction of the United States. They have zero, zero rights here in the
U.S. Because
exactly.
I have
to fact. Okay, Russell. Okay, Russell.
Go ahead.
William, Russell, William. Okay. And another thing. Okay. A baby is born healthy in the United States. 25 minutes later, they decide, well, the mother doesn't want it. We're gonna abort its life. We're gonna terminate its life functions. Okay.
Call it what it is, Virgil. We're gonna murder the child.
Murder. Okay. If it's not murder to that child, if a 25-year-old illegal alien crosses over in the United States, if that baby has no right being born in the United States, what fucking rights does that 25-year-old have? I should be able to take my fucking rifle, and I should be able to shoot that son of a bitch and leave him there. Buzzards got to eat. Coyotes do, too.
I'm telling you guys, we've been saying this for months. They're trying to replace us. Those are going to be the new Americans. We've been saying it over and over.
We've been saying that for years.
That's what the deal
is.
That's
what the big push is for them to vote. They have to usurp the power of the American vote because American citizens, they have been so exposed that American citizens will not vote for them anymore.
Yep. Bingo. Exactly.
It is just, and people just refuse to see. We have, we've had people call in from California on this show. We've had dozens of them call in. And they have told us California has become a shithole.
Yep.
It's become an overtaxed, overpopulated, over unemployed fucking shithole. People are running to get out. The same in New York.
Yep.
That's why they're trying to pass all these bullshit evacuation taxes on property and everything. If you're gonna move out the state, we're gonna break it off in your ass on your property taxes.
Yep.
It's just gotten out of hand. It's just gotten out of control. And I don't see it ever getting back in control again. It's like I said, before the end of this year, if we are not in a full-fledged civil war, with entire towns burning down, gunfire, and the whole nine yards, I will be really fucking surprised about it.
And I still think that's why they're coming here, too, to have a civil war with us. I mean, come on, we got 20,000 more fixing to come in here in a few days.
What do you think this whole Smollett thing was?
Oh,
he
that was
got
a joke.
Free, no charges. That was a slap in the face of every American citizen. That was done by the Obamas. And it was a slap in the face of American citizens that said, if you're white, we're going to throw your ass in the penitentiary. If you're black, we're going to do everything for you to walk free because you are all victims.
Yep. Now, well, look what they're going to do. I've been trying to say this now for a few days, and I don't think I got anybody's attention on it, but on Facebook. Okay, get ready to lose your Facebook accounts, everybody, because they're going after all the whites and all the white supremacists and all the Trump supporters in a matter, I think, sometime next week. They're going to start cutting all, even on Twitter and Instagram. They're going to purge us all out. And we've been warning about this.
They done took me off of Twitter.
Oh, did they?
They took me off of Twitter. Oh, yeah.
They haven't got me off yet. So we got a caller on. So I don't know if it's Mike or the other guy. So let me see here. Hey, caller, how you doing?
It's the other guy.
Hey, other guy, what's up?
How's it going?
How you guys doing?
Good,
brother.
You know what? You guys scared me the last broadcast because you guys, it was either the last broadcast or the broadcast before that, when you guys said that the FBI had investigated you for your particular political leanings and expressions. I don't know if you were on Twitter or if you did it on the website or if you did it on Facebook. Because I thought that Blog Talk Radio was kind of impervious to the kind of scrutiny that would be done by the CIA or the FBI because Blog Talk Radio is like, you know, nothing. But
right.
You guys, did they get you because of Blog Talk Radio or did they get you because of a website?
Yeah, that's a good question.
They got us. Well, they got us. They got Resistance Radio 1 and Resistance Radio 2 when we got involved in the Lavoie-Finicum deal. That's what put us on the radar.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good, because that restores my faith in the anonymity of Blog Talk Radio because I was hoping that the CIA or the FBI hasn't yet developed a technology that can scrutinize the electronic world.
Oh, we've been hacked.
We've been hacked. We've been
so many times. It is a shame.
Really?
We have been hacked into. Oh, yes.
You mean Blog Talk Radio?
Especially when Jade Helm was going on. We barely stayed on the air 15 minutes.
Yep.
Was this often or was this just one time? Because everybody had
quite a lot.
It was quite a lot.
And it wasn't just us. It was. I remember one night we had. This is before Virgil Russell came on there. The second time we had Lloyd Finney come on the show, they shut down the entire Blog Talk. Got shut down, except for our show. Tell me how our show managed to stay on.
Well, they've had problems with others. I've co-hosted several shows, and you've got interference with a lot of shows, even the shows that I haven't co-hosted, that a lot of people have told me, you know, that Blog Talk is just, you know, phooey. They don't have decent servers. They don't have decent web designers.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to feel that the CIA is around here because, you know, if you take a look at...
Oh, we've had CIA and feds call in on our show, too, you know. And everything they, you know, because some of them, you know, they were getting fed up and getting sick and tired of how their government was treating them, you know, and everything.
You see, we got to the point where we were like the Coast Watchers in World War II. We had to limit our broadcast so they couldn't get a fix on us. You know,
yep.
I mean, it had got that terrible. It had got that terrible. I'm going
to
tell you what, Ann gets out there a little bit, and she's high strung. But I don't think Ann has the reputation of being a pathological liar. And I'm going to tell you what, when this woman says she had agents following her, she had Black Hawk helicopters flying over her house, following her, keeping her under surveillance, tapping her phone and everything else, I believe her.
Yep,
I believe
they did. They tapped all of her phones. I was even being harassed, you know, but not that bad like she was. But I remember all that, and that was right after Lavoie's murder.
Well,
and
yeah, that's because you guys got involved in the Lavoie-Finicum thing. But I mean,
and we got involved, you know. Then we broke out Uranium-1, and that's what really grabbed their attention. You know, they're like, "How did these guys, you know, discover something that's supposed to be classified?" Well, it was right there. I mean, you know. We come on it by accident.
Yeah, well, Uranium-1, I mean, I wish people would talk more about that because here she is, the bitch of the West, Hillary being the Secretary of State, and she has to sign off on the sale of 20% of our uranium resources.
And you know where that came from?
Well, not only that. Not only that. The person investigating Trump signed off on it too. Mueller signed off on it. Obama signed off on it.
Sessions signed off on it.
You know what their story is? Their story is they didn't sign off on it to give it to Russia. They signed off on it to give it to a friendly country, and it wasn't supposed to leave Canada, if my memory serves me right. And then all of a sudden, they find out.
Under UN doctrine and United States federal law, you cannot, if you discover uranium on your property, you cannot sell that uranium to anyone other than the United States. That is a federal law. That came out after the Rosenberg executions when they sold atomic bomb technology to the Russians.
And you know where that uranium came from? The Way Finnicum's Ranch.
Is that right?
That's what blew this whole thing open. And he backed it.
Harry Reid and his son, they found this out. And they were buying up property all around that area. LaVoy Finnicum, he wasn't selling his property. He didn't know anything about this. They were sneaking on his property, taking core samples. And then once it got found out, well, then all hell broke loose behind it. They poisoned. They tried to drive this man into bankruptcy. They poisoned his cattle. They tried to confiscate his cattle.
They
audited
his
taxes.
Water.
They tried to get him for income tax evasion. They tried to get this man on anything and everything. And the only way they could get it, they tried killing him. But his wife Jeanette is just as stubborn as he was. She's not, and all of it kind of just faded away. You know, oh well, let's keep quiet about this. They're starting to make the connections.
I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't know about the uranium.
Well, the way I discovered it, how that was discovered, was Hurricane Ann was doing some research, and she brought it to my attention. And I called LaVoy up on the phone. I said, "Hey, LaVoy, Ann found something that might interest you as to why they're coming onto your property and wanting to confiscate it, and everything, because we, you know, it was talked that." Harry Reid's son, who was a real estate agent, was buying up all this property. Well, there was only two properties that was selling away. That was the Bundy Ranch and the Finnicum Ranch. And I couldn't figure out, well, what the hell is on there that they want so bad? You know, so I did some more digging, and me and LaVoy did some more digging and everything, and I got a hold of his daughter, Thera, and she was started getting involved with it and everything. So,
you see, it's a common practice. It's a common practice. I'm going to give you an example. When Russell Long, he was a senator from Louisiana. He was a United States senator. When they found out that Interstate 10 was going to come through Louisiana, through Baton Rouge, on the Mississippi, he let it out, okay? So these shyster politicians and everything, they got to buying up this land cheaper. They knew exactly what the government was going to pay for the land when they appropriated it. So they got to buying all of this land through the swamps and through people's houses. And this was back in the 60s, 50s and 60s, whenever land was kind of cheap in Louisiana, and Louisiana was kind of doing bad because Texaco was raping the state of Louisiana too.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden people finding out this interstate's coming through. Well, these guys made a fortune. Edwin Edwards, Russell Long, Sam Cascio, the Landrews, Moon Landrew. And that's how all these politicians in Louisiana made their money from back then. It was shipping people, land grabbing, and then selling it back to the government for a profit so they could put Interstate 10 through.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's Interstate 10. What I hadn't found out, what I heard that they were buying up, that they had bought up a lot of the property around the Bundy Ranch, and I think the scuttlebutt was that they were going to use it as one of these wilderness protection estates.
Nope. What they did was they sold it to Russia for the mining rights. They were going to open up a mining company there for the war. This is what I discovered this. I discovered this through the clerks, you know, and stuff.
See, the BLM, everybody thinks BLM stands for Black Lives Matter. That was just a throw-off. BLM is the Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah.
That's who's involved in this.
Right.
But anyway,
I was doing some digging, and I'm like, you know, this is something that is going to get somebody killed, you know, when I was doing some more digging and everything. And you know, I contacted LaVoy again. I said, hey, LaVoy, I'm going to send you some things. And, you know, I want you to look at it and tell me what you think. I think this is the reason why they're after your ranch and stuff. And so I sent it to him, sent copies to him and everything. Well, found out, too, that George Soros is one of his nephews was a city council or something there at that time and everything. So these guys were all in cahoots together, right? Well, once that broke out, what I put out there and everything, what I discovered, I contacted a friend of mine who was in Congress at that time. His name is Ernie. I contacted him and told him what was going on and everything. I said, here, I got some stuff that will bring Hillary down. You want to bring him down? Here you go. That's why he resigned, him and his son.
How did you discover that there was uranium on the land?
Because they had to have reports. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they have to have reports out. You know, whenever they do land testing or landscaping, there's records of it.
Yeah, geologists do that.
It's called the Clean Water Protection Act. Anytime you drill a hole in the ground past a certain depth, that's considered a water well. You have to register it.
And that was
even
part
though
of
you
water.
Pull. Even though you could do what's called a P&A, which is pull and abandon.
Yep.
You have to fill the hole with bentonite and concrete.
And that was a part LaVoy found out. See, LaVoy found that out. And I think this was the reason why he was assassinated.
How did you find out that there was uranium there?
I wasn't even really looking for it. You know, when you're not looking for something, it's right there.
Yeah.
You know, and everything. But you know, because whatever I find, I send to either there or I send to the war.
But do you find it through, what, city geological records or what?
Yep. That's right
there.
It
raised a red flag when you have cattle on government land. And you've had them there for 20 years, then all of a sudden, they're going to come up and say, oh, well, you owe us grazing fees where was the grazing fees 20 years ago? And it kind of makes people curious as to why you want this man's cattle off of this land and why you want the Bureau of Land Management to set up something and expand what you're going to call a wildlife refuge or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And
exactly.
People got to looking into this, and you know these companies that go in and probe these mining companies, and there's a record of what they found. They have to turn in the core samples, and it's under the Clean Water Protection Act, and
that's what
they found when they high concentrations of uranium and gold ore.
Yep.
That's what
LaVoy found out. That man was pissed. He was pissed off when he found out about it. So LaVoy was. He was mad. He was mad as hell.
You're the only one that found it out because we don't know anything about it. Only the press never reports anything on that.
They don't report anything. Well, actually, they did the morning of his murder. They did mention us on, you know, they didn't mention me by name. They said the Block Talk Radio guys, you know, and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
But, you know, but I knew who they were talking about because the national media got wind of it. And at that time, that's when Seth Rich came out with his evidence, what he had, and he got assassinated for. If you remember, that's what he was assassinated for, you know, and everything. So, you know, and we were all back then, we were trying to put it all together. But during the night of LaVoy's murder, we were talking about that, you know, right, about the uranium and everything. You know, like I said, go to the Burns, Oregon newspaper site, and it's on there. They linked the radio conversation on there. You know, and everything.
You should like write a book or something like that, so that citizen journalist.
I want to. I've actually started a book, but I haven't quite got halfway through. You know, because I'm still like, you know, working on it and everything. But you know, I am writing a book on it. But you know, it was just to me when we discovered this is what was going on too in the state of Oregon. But now what that was about was the ranchers were wanting help. Okay, so they asked LaVoy, you know, if he can go over there to help him and everything. Well, LaVoy found out, he did some, you know, digging and everything too. Well, the government was still in the ranchers' land out there for the gold mine rights. That was the land that was being sold to China.
You know, you could write a column too, because I mean, you know, why should Pat Buchanan or Ann Coulter or the rest, why should they have all the fun? I mean, you're talking about stuff
right.
People should know about.
What we're gonna have to do, me and Russell are gonna have to wear MAGA hats and get some batons, and we're gonna have to go to New Mexico and beat the shit out of Joseph, and we're gonna have to call him a gay spick, and then he'll get attention, and then he can write a book.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. But you know, but the reason why I was harassed, me and Ann, we got threatened, harassed, you know. But I still have some main evidence that I have never turned loose, okay? And I'm saving that because I believe that's what's keeping me alive as well. But I'm saving it because this isn't the right time to turn it loose right now because it'll just get swept quietly under the rug.
Yeah, and another thing that would keep you alive would be exposure. I mean, if you had a column, because then, if you died without any type of people knowing why, then you just become a blot. You just become
an ink spot. See, this is what Jeanette Finnegan's been fighting about too, because she's actually been fighting Congress and Washington D.C. on it too, and with this whole thing, and not only that, but with the FBI doing what they did, you know, and with the assassination and everything. So we've been trying to help her out as much, but we don't want to interfere with that because we're afraid to upset her case.
You don't have to interfere with her case, but I mean, there are a few, you know, conservative columns that if you told them about how you found out you're a citizen, then the question begged is how come the so-called investigative journalists didn't uncover anything?
Right. So, I mean, I see where you're coming with it, but two, I'm protecting my butt.
Well, yeah, that protects you because let's say, let's look at
the media. You're saying journalists and all of this. Okay, now, if we the people, own these mega media outlets, you know, we would have a legitimate bitch as to why you're not doing your job, blah 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 blah. But these are private entities. So they have the freedom to make a decision on what they will report and what they won't report.
Yeah.
Now, had this been in any way, shape, or form tied in with the Trump campaign, they'd have blew the lid off of it.
Right away, you know. But, Ted, it was out there in 2014. They were trying to cover Uranium One up, but a lot of us was pushing it. No, not just me, but a lot of us that was into it pushed it out there faster than the media could cover it up. That's why they got it exploded out there because, you know, they were trying to cover it up. We were like, "Huh, you ain't covering this up." So a lot of us got together and started pushing it out there.
There were over a dozen witnesses when Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas, to where he sent Arkansas state troopers down to Senator John Brough's house in Lafayette, Louisiana, Brobridge, Louisiana.
I remember that. I remember that.
Cocaine, picked up cocaine to bring back to Arkansas for Bill Clinton.
Yep.
That was his connection. The biggest, Branson, Missouri. You know what put Branson, Missouri on the map? It wasn't Dolly Parton. It wasn't all of this country music thing. Branson, Missouri was at one time the number one staging point in the United States for cocaine smuggling.
Yep. And bootlegging.
So they had to set up a major money laundering scheme in Branson, Missouri.
But no, getting back to the uranium window, I see where you're coming from on that. And, you know, I'm just waiting for the right time to get the rest of it out there, because everybody knows I have it. And it's like anything happens to me, somebody that I know that knows how to get to it, we'll release it immediately.
If they allow me to get to it. The thing is if something happens to you or Virgil or anybody else, that's associated with your friends, you know, it'll just be an obituary. But if you publish what you know and something happens to you, there could be an investigation by somebody.
I doubt it. Look at Seth Rich. He tried to expose Uranium One and got him murdered.
Well, that's one guy, but people are still investigating him. And, every once in a while you read about, there's this new development regarding Seth. But, if you're unknown, nobody's going to know anything about you when you die.
All right. You're right.
We're just hoping that, with the gun control legislation, we hope they first take out those pistols, those 9mm that when people commit suicide, they shoot themselves twice in the head in a different direction. Yeah,
right.
Because those things are very dangerous. You know, I want to find out what brand it is, because I want to stay away from it. I don't believe Russell would even buy one.
When you shoot yourself in the head on both sides, that's a good trick. I'm telling you. And not even anybody could do something like that.
Oh, that is, but that's why I always, when I'm broadcasting or talking to my friends about all this, that's why I always stress out there, I don't plan on committing suicide anytime soon. Even the cops out here, they're aware of it. I got their protection.
Well, okay, good.
I'm gonna go as far as this. If the doctor tells me that I got X amount of months to live, because of cancer, brain tumor, mad cow disease. If y'all hear me running into a mosque with a suicide vest hollering, fuck Allah, before I pull the trigger, before I set it off, you can count that as me committing suicide.
Right. But,
yelling at Lockbar. Yeah.
Right. But we bring it up every now and then, like we are tonight. We'll bring it up and stuff because since the Christians joined us, and she brings it up on her show, there's a lady named Mary and Stephanie on her shows that's very aware of Uranium One, and that I discovered it. I was kind of surprised when I heard them talking about it, and everything. And they work for the government, so they're aware of it.
I always think the best cover is exposure in the right way.
You're getting so many people. You're getting so many people in this country today, like us, starting to put tinfoil on their heads and raise their finger and talk to Mars and shit. That's how they consider us. They just brush us off. They just publicize us as being a bunch of conspiracy theories and a bunch of nutcases.
But 90%
of the calls we have made on this show, 90% on the calls we have made on this show, didn't make major media till a month later after we called it.
Yep.
That's our track record.
Yep. Sometimes the day or the morning after, because I had a friend of mine telling me, he's a U.S. Marshal. He was telling me, he goes, dude, sometimes I think you guys are sleeping with the FBI. I go, why? He goes, when I get off work and come home, you know, I hear your broadcast, and I'm looking all over the news to see if what you're saying is going to show up.
Well,
but
I'm going to make this prediction now.
Till the day after.
The district attorney, the district attorney of Cook County,
mm-hmm.
Chicago, she's gonna come under hot water throwing these charges out. She's
yep.
gonna resign, and
yep.
I goddamn guarantee you, she's gonna have a job on Kamala Harris's election team. About 5 minutes after she resigned that office.
Yep. I mean, this is all bullshit, guys. I mean, you know, we all know it is. And all it was, you know, it's like Lucretia said on her show yesterday, all this was for us to start a race war, which failed, you know, to turn everybody against each other. But the thing is, too, we know the Obamas were, Michelle Obama was in on it, you know, because there's records of it and everything that broke out. So was she going to go down? I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but I predict that there's a possibility she'll probably go down. You know, if she does,
which prison are you going to put her in? Are you going to put her in a women's prison or a men's prison? That's the dilemma
right.
you got.
Well,
right.
You don't know where to put the bitch.
The
here's
LGBT,
what I predict.
The
penitentiary of LGBT.
Right. So
well,
here's my prediction, too, is that, you know, what I see on this whole thing going down is that Smollett, they know that he has phone, or there's phone text messages from Obama, from Kamala Harris, going back and forth with them, and they got those records.
Don't
you know,
forget about Booker.
And
don't
Booker.
Forget about
Booker.
And Booker.
Booker,
you know.
Beyonce, Jay-Z,
yeah.
all of these celebrities and all
so
Queen Latifah and all of that shit.
Which explains
why
the proceedings were sealed. Because
yep.
they're not supposed to be.
Yep.
The federal prosecutor says that is very unusual. So if they know something that they don't want to reveal
yep.
to the public, and it's not because they want to protect Smollett. They probably want to protect, you know, the connection to Michelle, the prosecutor, the government.
Russell
yep.
will back me up on this. It's called the National Security Act, which
yep.
they are abusing.
Yep.
I haven't heard them invoke the National Security Act.
Because, well, the thing is, whatever Smollett has on his phone records, they're going to bring down.
All right.
They'll bring everybody down.
The first time the National Security Act got really made public was during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when a reporter from ABC met with an undercover KGB agent from the Russian consulate and informed him that the United States wanted to use backdoor channels to solve the Cuban Missile Crisis, that they didn't want a war.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him, Bobby Kennedy told him, we're going to put this under the National Security Act so you cannot go public with it, so you are not going to get a Pulitzer for this.
Mm-hmm.
That was his exact words to him. So that's when the National Security Act has been in effect for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
and it is a law. It's federal law, but it's being abused now. It's being abused.
Yep.
It was abused with Obama's transcripts, college transcripts, his immigration status, everything. It even got used with George Bush's connection. George Bush Sr.'s connection in the Kennedy assassination.
Yep. So when are they not abusing the system? You know?
Well, every day they are.
Yep. So, you know. But anyway, I know we're going to close the show a little bit early, but, you know, this stuff, I tell you, man, it's getting worse and bad out there and everything, and you know,
my advice to everybody listening to this show, whether you think we got tinfoil on our heads or not, whether you think we're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists talking out of our ass, let me tell you something right now. If you ain't got a means of protection, if you don't have any training, you better get it now. The clock is ticking. I'm telling you, before the end of this year, before the end of this year, this country is going to implode.
Yep.
It's going to be an entire implosion. And let me tell you something. For those of you that participate in this Black Friday bullshit, you see what goes on at Target, Best Buy, and Walmart, and all the other retail stores. If people are willing to trample each other and kill each other for a fucking big screen TV or a Tickle Me Elmo, what do you think they're going to do when the fucking food runs out?
Yep.
You better start listening. You better start waking up. If you want to live, if you want to fucking survive, you better stop worrying about watching 16 and Pregnant and the Kardashians and The View and America's Got Talent and all that and the bullshit on Facebook and Twitter. You better start ordering you some supplies and you better start stocking up on your weapons and ammo.
Yep.
Because you're going to need it. Because don't come running to me.
Let me add to that. The reason why Virgil is saying that, because look at all these caravans, these invasions we got going on. That's what that's being set up for. We got 20,000 more coming in a few days. Okay? This is an invasion, guys.
It's absolutely an invasion. You don't have to put a bayonet on the end of a rifle in order to have an invasion.
All right.
Well, allow me to add to that. Look, I'm going to put this in as simple terms as I possibly can. We've been calling this for a while. It's happening. There's two or three things going on that everyone needs to pay very close attention to, okay? First of all, as I said earlier in the show, Trump nor his attorney general has turned out to be any friend of the Second Amendment, okay? He's done a lot of good things for the country. I'll give credit where credit's due, but it's getting very shadowy because anybody who claims to be as patriotic as he is should be in favor of the Second Amendment. You've got that coming down. You better buy your protection and your ammo now. Two, the New World Order has been completely exposed. And if you've been following or watching any of this, they do not care anymore that you know. This is an all-out battle going on in the wide open. This stuff's not happening in back rooms and that kind of stuff anymore. It's all out there, front and center for the whole world to see. Okay,
right.
These people are desperate. Their whole plan is coming unraveled. I promise you, and I agree wholeheartedly with Virgil, that something major is going to happen before the end of this year. They've got to do something or they will lose it all. Okay?
Yes, indeed.
People are waking up.
And if you,
I'm telling you right
and
now,
if you,
pay attention and you better do something to get ready because there's not going to be anything glorious or pretty about what's going to happen. It's going to be ugly.
Exactly.
It's going to be ugly. It's going to be
but
ugly.
Like I said earlier, too, guys, I was surprised today, like I said earlier, to see Antifa side by side with the Patriots on the Second Amendment Act. That should tell you all something right there.
Well,
especially with Antifa.
I'm gonna give everybody a prime example to look at. Go on your YouTube apps that you want to play on your phone, play on your computer. Look up the aftermath of the Boston City bombers. Take a real good look at those armored vehicles. Take a really good look. And you can see where they took. These were Department of Homeland Security vehicles, FEMA vehicles. They took black spray paint and they sprayed over the Department of Homeland Security insignias and entitlements on it and oversprayed to FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see what's going to happen? You want to see what's going to happen? Take a look at that. Going house to house, kicking in doors with MP5 machine guns, covered up name tags, everything like that, faces hidden, everything that.
Mm-hmm.
You take a good look at that, and you will see the future if you are not prepared and you are not prepared to change things. It's gone
yep.
too far already. The
yep.
pipe, the drain has too deep and too stiff of a clog in it. You're going to have
yep.
to cut it out and replace it.
Yep.
You get my meaning?
Yep.
It's gone beyond, Russell and I have said it, it's gone beyond court action, it's gone beyond voter action, it's gone beyond legislative action. You're going to have to start making a decision right now. If you're going to
mm-hmm.
live on your knees, get the fuck out of my way. If you're ready to stack bodies, let's talk.
Yep.
Period.
Because guys like me and Russell and Virgil, we have nothing to lose, you know?
Well, let's all hope it doesn't come to that, okay? Because any time that the Americans, we haven't done that since the Civil War, but any time that the Americans, if we're going to go up against the military automatically wins.
Yeah, but the military is going to be on our side. That's the thing.
It's not going to be the military. It's not going to be the military. It's going to be Department of Homeland Security. It's going to be FEMA. It's going to
yep.
be the Postal Service.
Gonna be
the
UN.
What
the
fuck does the Postal Service need with automatic weapons and hollow point ammunition?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
They bought
40,000 rounds a few years ago.
Wait a minute. Hang on, guys. Here's something y'all need to take into consideration. All right? Now, and I'm not knocking anybody, but a lot of your armed services, members, Army, Marine Corps, the whole kit and caboodle of them, all right? Virgil knows this as well as I do. They are no longer taught that you don't have to follow an illegal order. That is not even taught anymore. I ask about it to a couple of young veterans I know and stuff like that, and it's buried somewhere way back in the back of some SOP fucking line. Okay, and I guarantee you, people are going to be shocked. But you're going to find a lot more of the military than anyone would ever begin to think
mm-hmm.
is going to follow illegal orders.
And that's
right?
why they want.
It's going to happen. Let me finish here. All right, so I would not believe. I would not be surprised to see 60% of it do so. All right, but
mm-hmm.
as we said here on this show 100 times, at least, if not more than that, all right, there's not enough military to do anything. I doubt that they can even lock down all the major cities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your
mm-hmm.
biggest threat, our biggest threat as patriots is going to be our state and local government.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be such a mess. If they know you have something, they're going to do everything they can to try to come and take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've got on that.
And that's why they're wanting to pass this red flag law, okay? They want to go after the veterans and the vets. They want to go after, you know, militias, you know. Oh, he's mentally ill. No. Let's take his guns. That's why they want to go after, you know, for the red flag law. That's why they're pushing it, to go after our military, our veterans and stuff. Because they're the ones that are backing
with the red flag law. Here's the thing with the red flag law, too. The person that calls in and reports this can remain anonymous. You cannot even face your accuser in court.
Yeah. Even if they lie about you. Am I right?
They do not have to reveal the identity of the person that reports you. They do not have to reveal it. They can just come in and just take your shit arrest you, whatever they got to do to get your guns.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, this is going to paint Target. There are a lot of places. You can look. If this thing takes effect, you can look for a lot more cops to be getting shot.
Yep.
Killed.
And if you guys want to stop
gonna,
it.
Then they're going to start coming with the SWAT teams. Then
yep.
they're going to start with the armored vehicles. Then they're going to start with the multi jurisdictional task forces and all of this
yep.
bullshit.
The blue
and
hat.
It's going to escalate.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to escalate.
That's
yep.
how they're going to.
Then you're
going to
have
it.
A national police force.
That's how they're going to have the people versus the military, and the people in the military who are pro-America, how they're going to change their minds, because they're not going to want to have people throwing bottles at them and shooting at them. They're going to have to strike back. It's all going
yep.
to be planned. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly, you know. So, but it's coming, guys. It's coming. But if you guys want to stop it, you guys want to know how you can keep it from happening, call your senators, call your representatives, tell them you don't want your red flag law passed. That's the only way you can do it. Call them up.
Well, that's the only buffer we got is the Senate by a narrow, very narrow majority.
Yeah. Oh,
to
yeah.
shoot this thing down. Because if
yep.
they pass it and it goes to the White House, Trump is going to sign it. And then
yep.
that's when I'm going to be done with him. I'm going to be done
yep.
with the motherfucker.
Yep. So, you know, I feel you, brother. I feel you, you know, and everything. So, and it's, you know, that's why I've got to keep a close eye on everything. That's why they're distracting us with all this bullshit.
I'm trying to maintain a little bit of hope and a little bit of faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
But if that red flag law comes in, that's it. I've got nothing to do with him no more. He's a piece of shit if he signs it, and I don't want to have anything to do with him anymore.
Well,
like I said, Trump is one thing between us and the New World Order, but at the same time, you still got to look at the possibility of being a Manchurian candidate or a Trojan horse.
I think Russell will agree with me. He's seeing it too, and everybody's seeing it. I think he's trying to play that old game of playing both ends against the middle.
Yep.
You know, I mean that's just what I see. That's just what I see. And
well, the guy is a master negotiator. There's no doubt about it. People, you know, like Ann Coulter, who kept on criticizing him because she didn't get the wall on her timetable. Look what Trump did. He moved around the funds from the Pentagon to get himself $12 billion for the wall. But if he does sign that red flag law, that's going to be a bad, bad sign.
Yep. So, you know, not even I will vote for him in 2020 if he does that, you know, and everything. But we got to give the man a chance to see what happens, you know. If he, like Virgil says, if he does it, then I will no longer support the guy, you know, and everything. So, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and close the show and everything. I know Russell's beat, and I got allergies are kicking my ass right now and everything. So it's been bad since today. It's allergies have been really bad. But anyway, you know, you guys tune in Monday night. The Christian will be back with us. I know she's recovering from her allergy attacks today, and I was laughing my ass off, but she had so much Benadryl, she was actually almost drunk. You know, so. But anyway, tune in Monday night. We'll come back. And also check out the MegaNewsNation.org website. We got some shirts up on the store and everything. So go up there and look at that. Then we got the time and dates now for the rally on April the 15th, which I'll be attending up in Atlanta, Georgia, and everything. That's out in 2 weeks. Ugh. So I'm getting nervous. But anyway, tune in Monday night, and we'll be back here, and we'll see you all then. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night,
out.
America.
Night, America.
going live now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Whoever needs